Death Row welcomes you. I'm Bill Newman. This is the Civil Liberties Minute, and that is the title of a new book by Tennessee-based writer Stephen Hale, who began attending executions as a reporter and then came to visit and become friends with men still alive on death row. Hale's book doesn't argue the racism, classism, and arbitrariness of capital punishment or its failure to achieve any legitimate purpose of sentencing. Rather, the book tells stories, shows us the humanity of men on the row, as well as the anguish of the families of the victims who have suffered such grievous loss. We are invited into the lives of men on the row who were tortured and deprived and beaten as children, and or who lived with untreated, intense mental illness for years and years and years. Seeing these men as people helps us understand that each of us is more than the worst thing we have ever done. We also see how the media turns a person into a monster, because it's way easier to kill a monster than a human being. We meet a lawyer who, having been present for the execution of his client, who chose to die in the electric chair rather than risk the potential torture of an unproven concoction of drugs, was asked by the media, "What happened?" And he answered the media's question with a question: "What is it that we did here today?" The Civil Liberties Minute is made possible by the ACLU, because freedom can't protect itself.